Cuba.
He hates these cans.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, my.
And the showbiz offers are pouring in.
We think he needs a serious back massage.
It's Movie Animal Friday here with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway. Welcome, guys.
Hey, John.
Hi, John.
So it's strange. We've got a real animal and a fake animal. We begin with Ted 2, the Seth MacFarlane franchise. Let's hear a clip.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a few test questions. Are you ready?
Yep, bring it on.
You're on the stand. The DA says, Ted, do you consider yourself to be human?
Objection sustained.
No, the witness can't object.
Overruled.
Sidebar.
Guilty.
Speculation.
Hearsay.
Bailiff.
Briefcase.
Disregard.
In my chambers.
Stop Beaver on the witness.
Arrest.
We could totally be lawyers.
Bang.
Boston accents, creepy premise. How does this work, Rafer?
Well, you know, this is Ted going to court because he wants to prove that he is a person so that he can get married and also adopt a little baby, which sounds like it's really nice sort of comedy about... I was going to say it sounds like a nice comedy about tolerance and acceptance, you know, and there's a lot of speeches about, you know, analogizing Ted to blacks and gays. So it seems like it's got its heart in the right place. But what I couldn't figure out is why this film is a nonstop string of black jokes. And I don't just mean one or two. I mean nonstop, chronic, racist black jokes, like antebellum style racist humor, which just sank the whole thing. It wasn't a very strong movie to begin with, but I think that really appalled me.
Yeah, I fully agree with you, Rafe. This is so offensive, but on the flip side, it's also incredibly lazy, and that might be even worse than how offensive this is. On the one hand, I'm saying to myself watching this, this is like 13-year-old boy humor. Then I'm thinking this is insulting to 13-year-old boys to say that. There's so much wrong with this movie.
But it was never expected that this franchise would have a sequel, so they were kind of scrambling. Although the idea that they would have offensive racist humor in there means they certainly picked the wrong focus group.
Well, I mean, you know, Seth MacFarlane got so much flack for his 2013 Oscar speech for all the jokes, sexist jokes and gay jokes he cracked. And so there's this sense that maybe he's trying to turn over a new leaf in some way, but it doesn't work. He keeps falling back on this racist humor.
The next movie, Max, which we could call, I suppose, War Dog. Let's hear a clip.
All right, Max, such a superstar. Let's see you work off leash.
I don't think it's a good idea.
No guts, no glory. Now walk with him like you were just doing.
Heel.
Thanks.
Well, I do not believe what I'm seeing. How'd you get him to do that?
He already knew, ma'am. We were just refreshing his memory.
So this movie, Kristen, got heavy rotation during the NBA playoffs, and there were a lot of aw shucks in my living room.
Well, how can you not say aw shucks? It's a cute dog. This dog is suffering from PTSD. He was serving in Afghanistan. He's human, is injured and dies in Afghanistan. He has to go back and stay with that human's extended family members, and he's suffering. He's got PTSD. What's not to love about a dog with PTSD? Unfortunately, the dog not only is the cutest and the best actor, the dog has the best lines, and the humans, meanwhile, in the movie are just kind of really, really bad, corny, one-liner. They're supposed to be feel-good, but they actually are just like one-dimensional characters, so that's unfortunate.
Would you say this is a bad movie or just a misguided war movie? There have been a lot of those.
I'd say it's a slightly misguided war movie, but all that being said, I think 7- and 8-year-old kids might really like it.
Rafer?
I think it's actually a tad better than your usual family film. I actually thought the cast was pretty good. Thomas Hayden Church and Lauren Graham are both in it. I think they're good. You know, it is basically like a post-9/11 Benji. You know, it's just this sort of post-Afghanistan war. And, you know, you've got the dog and the heartwarming story. And there's a kind of a goofy plot involving some arms dealers and such. But I think it works. I think the direction's got a little energy. And I thought the cast was actually kind of nice.
And if you can guess which one of our contestants is actually a parent in that Max, you win the Lexus. Yes, indeed. So it's not a parent killer. It's actually good for family entertainment, which you would agree with, Kristen, although you say it's a weak movie.
Not the best movie for grown-ups, but I think kids are going to like it.
Yeah. What's on the podcast?
We are talking with Nina Simone's daughter, Lisa Simone, about the new documentary, What Happened to Miss Simone? And she gives a great interview.
Do you like that documentary?
I actually loved it. I learned a lot about Nina Simone.
She's an
amazing
character. Yeah. Absolutely amazing character. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast, along with Rafer Guzman, who's a film critic for Newsday. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks,
you
John.
Too,
you
John.
Too.